Welcome to Basic Gospel. We're nearing the end of our first week on the air with this program on your station, but we are here every weekday, Monday through Friday, at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing the basic gospel, relevant, personal, and essential, into your life. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose is to provide scriptural answers to your Bible questions and personal issues. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. We invite your call-in questions right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377. Lines are open right now. So call and let's talk about this stuff on today's edition of Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Well, that's the good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ is alive. Yes, he died, and he did so with a purpose, to take away our sins once and for all, to remove the barrier that stood between God and man. Then he was buried to put an end to our old way of life, and then God raised him from the dead so that you and I could experience a brand new life in him. Boy, that's good news. So this Jesus Christ is alive, and he wants to speak to your heart today. If you're struggling with a particular situation, experiencing the trials and tribulations of life, or just confused about who God is and wondering if he truly loves you, we invite you to call with your questions. This is a interactive one-on-one talk program. We want to be your friend, and we want you to feel at ease with calling and just asking whatever is on your heart and mind, and then we're going to talk about how the basic gospel answers. But let me encourage you with this. No matter what you are going through, God's love is right there for you right now, and we challenge you to let it take hold of your life, and I guarantee you this, you will discover there is nothing better than knowing and experiencing the love of Jesus Christ. So we invite you today to hear it, believe it, and live it.
Yes, indeed. This is Basic Gospel, and we encourage your phone calls. If you have something you'd like to discuss, give us a call at 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open right now, so we await your calls. 1-800-677-9377. Guys, had a question from Laura, who writes to us. She said, I heard a radio teacher talk about losing our salvation by not living the way we're supposed to live. I'm not sure if I understood her right. I get so confused about this subject. I know I don't do everything right in my life. Will Jesus say to me on that day, I never knew you? I love him, and I'm a born-again Christian, but this issue of maybe my salvation will be taken away because I don't let the Holy Spirit work in me to its full potential really scares me. That's from Laura.
Well, Bob, that's why basic gospel is so important, because it answers that question, what is salvation? I think so many times we get confused and we wonder, just like Laura does and is, about losing salvation. Can I lose salvation? Well, that question comes from a shallow understanding or a misunderstanding of salvation to begin with. Jesus Christ died, he was buried, and then he was raised back to life. That is the gospel message, and that gospel message saves us. And this is how it saves us. It takes us from the state of death that we were in and makes us alive together with Christ. That's what salvation is. It is going from death to life. So often we just think of salvation in terms of forgiveness. Christ died for my sins. And so when I receive Christ, I basically receive this golden ticket that grants me entry into heaven when I die. But in the meantime, I have to just drudge it out on my own, just do the best that I can and hope that God will not take away that golden ticket at some point if I do too bad. But that's not the gospel. That is not what salvation is. Salvation is going from death to life. I love how Paul put it in Ephesians chapter 2, you who were dead in trespasses and sins, he made alive together with Christ. That's the good news. By grace, you have been saved. So once you've been made alive together with Christ, you can never go back. You will never die spiritually again. Why? Because the blood of Jesus guarantees it. The blood of Jesus took away the very thing that killed us to begin with, and that was sin. Well, the blood of Jesus took it away, sent them away from us once and for all. So when we come to life in Jesus Christ, that is an eternal transaction.
Right.
We're going to be in his presence forever.
Yeah.
So if that's something that you're struggling with, I encourage you to drive the stake today, to let today be the day that you say in your heart, Lord Jesus, I receive you once and for all, and I am trusting you to make me alive just as you were raised from the dead so that I could walk in the newness of life. And if that's something that you need to do, that you desire to do, it's as simple as just praying those words, expressing that heart of faith to Jesus Christ right now. And if you do that, if you express that heart of faith to Jesus Christ and say, once and for all, I'm receiving you, I'm trusting you to make me alive, to take me from this state of death to a state of eternal life in you, I encourage you to write down today's date.
Yeah.
And whenever you have doubts in the future, just look in your Bible and look at that date that you put in and say, that was the day that God made me alive together with Christ. And I guarantee you those doubts will start diminishing and eventually will just go away.
Yeah.
As you become convinced that there's absolutely nothing that can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ.
And if you have made that invitation to the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, we encourage you to let us know. We would love to hear from you. And you can do that right now by phone at 1-800-677-9377. Toll free across the U.S. and in Canada, 1-800-677-9377. If you have something you'd like to talk about, why, give us a call. That's why we're here every day, Monday through Friday, to address those questions and those issues and lead you into the Scripture for the answer and or the solution. Again, give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, and talk with Grace, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Grace.
Hey, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Nice to hear from you today.
Thank you. I have a question.
Okay.
I hear a lot about we're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. But in Romans 8, I believe, it says the law that the law of the
spirit of
death and the law of the spirit of life, what's the difference? And what does that mean? That says law.
Well, the law of sin and death, everyone was under that law. That was a universal law. The soul that sins will surely die. Well, Adam and Eve, they plunged all of humanity into that state. Their decision to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that brought death to them, and that death was spread to all people. So all of us come into this world under the law of sin and death. But we are set free from that, saved from that, by faith in Jesus Christ, and as Paul wrote there, by the spirit of life that is now ours. So we were dead under the law of sin and death, and now through faith in Jesus Christ, we're made alive. And as alive, spiritually alive people, there's no condemnation for us. Why? Because we're no longer under the law of sin and death. Does that make sense to you, Grace?
Law, the spirit of life?
We're under the law of the spirit of life. Whose life?
Whose life?
Jesus Christ's life. That's who we're under. We were bought and purchased by him, and now we're under the control of Jesus Christ. He leads us through his spirit each and every day. And he leads us down the paths of righteousness and into a life of love for him and for others. That's what he's doing, and it's a law that's on our hearts. He's He's inside of us. He lives inside of us. And it is expressed through, his life is expressed in faith, hope, and love, one toward another.
That's good news.
That's just the best news, Grace.
Yes.
There's no way that we could do that through human effort. All of our efforts brought us to fear and frustration and failure and just doomed us. But God in his grace reached down, rescued us, saved us, took us from death to life, and then he sent his spirit to live inside of us. That is basic gospel. That is the good news. And boy, when we let that take hold of our lives, we begin to experience the dynamic of the resurrection. We get to experience Jesus Christ himself, the resurrected one, living his life in and through us. And boy, when we experience that, there's nothing better. That's real life. That's real freedom. That's what God has made us for. That's what our purpose is in life, is to experience his life being lived in and through us. So, Grace, I'm assuming that you've come to a point in your life where you've received the Lord?
Yes.
Okay, so you've been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life. You're alive in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is alive in you. Trust him, abide in him, and you will see his life being lived out through you in just wonderful ways.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you are welcome, Grace. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a free gift, a CD entitled The Basic Gospel Journey. I think it will be a big help for you. And once you listen to it, pass it on, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Grace. You hold on.
Well, Bob, we have that that same CD for any of our listeners who are listening on the broadcast right now. Tell us what it's about.
Well, all of us are involved in a journey. The question is, where's that journey going to take us? And if we're journeying through human effort, through human wisdom, through the means of this world, the ways of this world, our destiny is taking us away from what God has for us in Jesus Christ. But when this gospel message takes hold of our lives and takes hold of our hearts, it puts us on a new journey, an adventure with the Lord Jesus Christ himself, as we learn to abide in him, to trust him, and to rest in the fact that he's alive living in us. And when we do that, we're going to see his life being lived out through us. It's just the best life possible. And so we talk about that on this CD. You and Richard and I all shared together what that journey means and what it looks like in day-to-day living. And we hope it encourages as many people as it possibly can.
It's called The Basic Gospel Journey. It's on CD, and it's yours this month, absolutely free. It's our gift to you. Just all you need to do is go online to basicgospel.net and click that prominent link right there on the homepage. Again, at basicgospel.net for your CD copy of The Basic Gospel Journey. Hope you'll do that. Right now, if you're listening in New York City or Washington or Louisville, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call. We have time on the clock and open lines right now for you. 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. Bob, let's move right along.
Let's do. Let's go to Lori in Rutland, Massachusetts, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
I want to thank you for your ministry. It's over the years, it's really been very helpful. And my question is, it's kind of about tithing, but it's more about, sometimes I listen to other ministries and they are trying to be about grace, but they believe there are things we have to do. So then what happens is they'll be teaching you that God did everything. And it's a free gift. God loves you no matter what you do. It's all about Jesus. But then they say, well, you should tithe, or it could be other things. And I think these people are sincere. I'm not making fun of them.
Right.
But I find it confusing because, to me, it's like, first of all, you know, tithing was in the Old Testament. I mean, and I think it's mentioned a couple times in the New Testament.
Well, Lori, it's a great question, and it really brings us back to basic gospel and this question. Do you live in the Old Covenant or New Covenant? Basic gospel says you live in the New Covenant. Well, so if that's the case, you have to ask the question, what does the New Covenant say about giving? What does it say about tithing? What does it say about any of these questions? Because ultimately, that's where we live. And so we need to know what the language of that New Covenant is and how it is to be expressed in day-to-day living. So, Richard, when did this New Covenant go into effect?
The New Covenant went into effect at the moment Jesus died, because according to Hebrews, it requires blood in order to have a covenant. And the blood of bulls and goats, which was the old covenant, could never take away sin, but the blood of Jesus absolutely could. So therefore, the moment he died, we were ushered into the New Covenant. Now, it doesn't become real to us, of course, until we experience the resurrected life. Again, basic gospel. It's absolutely critical. But there was no New Covenant until Jesus died.
That's exactly right. But the moment he died, that old covenant ended.
Was completely fulfilled.
And a new covenant was ushered in.
Yes.
So as believers in Christ, we live in the New Covenant. It's a covenant in which God remembers our sins no more. Boy, if that was just the only piece of this new covenant, that would just be the best news ever. But God remembers our sins no more. Why? Because Jesus took them away and sent them away. They're as far away from God as the east is from the west. And that's an infinite distance. But on top of that, he says all of us will know the Lord, from the least of us to the greatest of us. All of us will have a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be God's people. That gives us assurance that we belong to God and that he belongs to us. So we don't have to wonder. We don't have to, you know, wring our hands together and let our stomachs get tied up in knots, thinking that we might lose salvation. God has declared we are the people of God. That gives us the assurance we need. And then the fourth aspect of this new covenant is that God has written his laws of faith, hope, and love in our hearts and on our minds. And so it's an internal thing. It's not laws written on stones that govern us anymore. It's the Spirit of God living in us who guides us and leads us. Now, that's the new covenant we live in, and this new covenant speaks to issues about obligations and those sort of things. For example, with giving, Paul writes about that in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, and he simply says in those chapters that we should excel in the grace of giving. In other words, we should let our giving be an outflow of the work of God's grace in our hearts and in our lives. So as God's grace works inside of us, we give accordingly. That's going to change over time. You know, if we're just new believers, that grace is just starting to take root inside of us, starting to change us, starting to renew our minds, change our attitudes and those sort of things. And giving might not be a part of it at that point in time. But God's grace continues to work, and eventually you come to the point and say, wow, I want to participate in this giving just as God so loved me and gave his only begotten son. That attitude of giving is being worked inside of me, and I want to express that toward others. And so I start choosing to take some of my income that God has given me and said be a steward over, and I start giving that, contributing that to ministries and to people in need. And as God's grace continues, we see that we become more and more generous over time. That's this new covenant that we live in. So we're to give not under obligation. We're to give with joy in our heart, based on what we have, not what we don't have. And we can guarantee this: if God's grace is working inside of a person, they'll come to that point that they want to share in the ministry that God is doing here and now. So, Lori, it all gets back to, are we in the old covenant or new covenant? Basic gospel answers, new covenant. I'll tell you, let me do this for you, Lori. I'll send you this CD as well, The Basic Gospel Journey. It really centers on what we've just been talking about. So let me put you on hold, and we'll get that to you. We sure appreciate
Thank you very much, Lori.
All right, hang on.
And, Bob, we'll be talking a little bit more about the basic gospel journey as we close the program in a few moments. But we had a question from Beverly who wrote in to say, I'm constantly doubting God, even going as far as doubting that there really is a God. So much doesn't make sense and doesn't seem to line up with what the Word of God says. Christians are not walking in victory, yet the Bible states we're free from sin. So many lives are not changed, yet the Bible states that we're new creatures in Christ. So what's wrong? Why aren't lives, including mine, she says, lining up with the Word of God?
Boy, that just nails it, doesn't it?
That's the exact right question.
It is the exact right question, and I think people are afraid to ask it.
Yeah.
But thank goodness that Lori did.
Beverly.
Doubting God, Beverly did. Doubting God, doubting her salvation, looking at her life, looking at the behaviors that she's involved in, and she's coming to the conclusion it doesn't match up to what the Word of God says my life should be. Now, this gets back to an understanding of the gospel message. Jesus Christ is alive. And when we come to faith in him, Jesus Christ comes to live inside of us. Before that, we were dead, and we had to try to be good through human effort. Well, that's an impossibility. Why? Because we as humans were controlled by sin and death. We were under the ways of this world. We were controlled by the flesh. So there was no way that we could produce good works. That's why good works aren't a part of salvation. That's why we have to be saved by grace. We can't produce good works. But once we're saved by grace, Jesus Christ comes to live inside of us. And our role at that point is simply to walk by faith in him. We have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not us, but Christ lives in us. And the life we live in this body of flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. So God has just juiced this Christian life down to one thing, faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. And as we abide in him, the resurrected Christ lives his life through us. And I guarantee you, when he's living his life through us, what we see coming out of us matches up with what the Scripture describes, or how the Scripture describes this Christian life. We can see love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and self-control and faithfulness coming out of us, not because we're doing it, but because the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the one who was raised from the dead, who is alive today, is living his life through us. That is the gospel. And when we understand that, and when we rest in what Christ is doing, those doubts start to diminish. Why? Because my salvation isn't pinned to my efforts. My salvation becomes pinned to him and to him alone. And in him, I'm guaranteed my assurance of salvation.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, thank you. Well, friends, at Basic Gospel, we have several resources to aid your spiritual growth and understanding of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. This month, we're spotlighting a CD called The Basic Gospel Journey, and it's our gift to you during the month of June. For your copy, go online to basicgospel.net and click the link on the homepage. It's our opportunity to say thank you for joining us on this Basic Gospel Journey. Again, our website is basicgospel.net. Just click the Basic Gospel Journey link for your free CD, and we'll get one off to you right away. Basic Gospel is a new broadcast on your station, and we hope you will like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. A reminder, too, that Basic Gospel is heard every weekday afternoon at 4 Eastern Time, and we invite you to call with Bible questions or concerns of everyday life. We're here to help, and we want to hear from you. So join us again tomorrow at 4 for Basic Gospel.